Super Bowl Sunday, silly season is upon us. A beard even fielded questions on Media Day on Tuesday, so let's take a look. The Pittsburgh Steelers will face the Green Bay Packers at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas for Super Bowl XLV 45. Two teams with storied histories, frantically loyal fans, supposed to be a close game. Joining us from Texas, Judy Batista of the New York Times. And Judy, I say close, but the Packers favored, right?
They are, but by a very small margin. I think usually you have a bye week that favors offenses, but I don't know. These are two great defensive teams now. They've certainly got the potential to score a lot of points, but I can't imagine there's going to be a blowout here by either side.
Well, let's talk about the offense. The quarterbacks for the Steelers, of course, Ben Roethlisberger, third Super Bowl. He's already won two. But how much is he being affected by, you know, those allegations of sexual assault and the four-game suspension?
I don't think he's being affected by it anymore. He answered the questions. He was sort of guarded on Monday when he talked about it. He said, this is not the time to reflect on things that happened in the past. He was just focused on the game. But I think he's handled it well. Yesterday, when the media had availability, he was a lot more relaxed. So I think that the issues from last offseason, he believes, are well in his past, and he's not being affected by them this week at all.
Yeah. Well, the Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, spent years in Brett Favre's shadow. His first Super Bowl, is it different? Will he feel something he hasn't felt before?
You know, when you talk to players about what their first Super Bowls were like, at the time that it's happening, they all say, well, this is just another game. But then when they look back on it later in their careers, they admit it's a lot different. It's a much grander stage, and you feel it when they come out onto the field. I mean, there's more people in the stadium. It's louder. There's more light. There's more of everything. And the players admit it later that you're jittery. You're much more nervous than you are for a normal game. So, yeah, do I think Aaron Rodgers is probably going to feel something on Sunday, a little bit different? Yeah, I think probably. But he's shown himself in these playoffs to be just a tremendous quarterback. He's really, I think, elevated his game, and I don't expect that the jitters are going to show up in the way he plays.
And what are we looking for in the defense of both teams?
The defenses of both of these teams have been fantastic all year. These are top five defenses. They play similar styles. They're both 3-4 defenses. They're really good at sacking the quarterback. They're really good at stopping the run, both of them. So I expect you're going to see that. It's a real tactical challenge for the offenses to attack these respective defenses. I don't think you're going to see, a 35-31 kind of game. I think it'll be a lower scoring than that.
I was thinking that both teams are perfect for the kind of weather that much of the country's experiencing. They're no-nonsense. They're like boots teams, They're snow boot teams. They're no frills. We're reading it's the first time in 45 years there's going to be no cheerleaders at the Super Bowl.
Right.
So from that sort of perspective, if somebody's just tuning in, what are you looking for? What's the feel of this Super Bowl?
Well, I agree. I think this should be a grittier Super Bowl, maybe like more of a real people Super Bowl. They also are franchises with just rabid fan followings. So I think you might see sort of less of the corporate feel of a Super Bowl and more like real people wearing cheese heads and waving terrible towels in the stands. Now, the fact of the matter is they're built to play in cold weather, but this is going to be an indoor game. So the offenses, could, go a lot faster than they would if we were playing it in Green Bay or Pittsburgh this weekend, that's for sure.
Well, that'll be my relatives from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, wearing those cheese heads. But on the other hand, the guy who's in charge of my audio is a Steeler fan over there. And they have Brett Kiesel, who has this beard. A beard that has its own Facebook page, its own song.
As Brett the Diesel Kiesel's beard grew longer every day, he knocked the spit out of people he hit, so he figured that beard would stay.
Right before the AFC Championship game against the Jets, he was asked a question about, when did you start growing the beard? He started growing it, I think he said, in June. And somebody said, what was the purpose of it? And he said, to look like this.
By now.
This is just sort of a goof. But, it keeps everybody laughing, which is probably a good thing.
That's Judy Batista. She covers football for the New York Times. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks. Enjoy the game.
The beard's bulletproof. Could bow hunt a moose, drink liquor, cabinets bare. And that beard instills the fear of God in those caught in its stare. That's right. The beard has a stare. So cheeseheads be forewarned, Lombardi is not home yet. This mountain man's beard got different plans for where that trophy's gonna sit. Let's make one thing clear, Lombardi's coming back here. This might seem kinda weird, but it's coming back in the beard. Fear the beard.